The following hour is brought to you by MidasResources.com. Call Midas today to protect your future at 1-800-686-2237.
You're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. All right, looks like we got a kid who was able to wrestle a 400-pound alligator off of him. He's only 9 years old. We'll tell you how to survive an alligator attack for those of you who live in alligator-infested areas. I live in the middle of the desert, but you never know. You never know. All right, then apparently this condom law in California is causing lots of issues where, from what I understand, the porn industry has really, really slowed down, okay? I see a huge business model growing for condom makers, but, you know, the law that had passed in California saying that these porn stars need to be protecting the other cast members is hurting them. It may even extend to Nevada, where I live. Porn has moved. A lot of porn has moved to Nevada as a result, because I don't think we have a condom law. But I thought there was some sort of a federal law that passed. So we'll talk about that, especially for those of you that want to star in some sort of porn. Then many of us are using sun tanning sort of products, tanning products. We'll talk about how those work. It's kind of very, very similar to how a steak browns. Well, let's talk about Pfizer. Pfizer is facing numbers of lawsuits over their cholesterol blockbuster drug Lipitor. The topic of these lawsuits is Lipitor allegedly causing diabetes. We'll discuss that. And should pregnant women be using hand sanitizers? They believe the triclosan in hand sanitizers could be causing impaired fetal growth. So as you can see, we got an extremely busy day on the Dr. Dahlia Show, but never too busy to take your calls, your questions, your comments at 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. But that's not one of the bigger headlines. One of the bigger headlines today is this bug bite that could turn you vegetarian even if you don't want to be, because it makes you allergic to red meat. We've talked about this a while back. It's called the Lone Star Tick. All right? The Lone Star Tick, I know, right? Like the Lone Star State, Texas? No. No barbecue, they say. Apparently, it's a little creature, little tick, that lives in the on the eastern seaboard, and it causes people to have red meat allergies, but severe red meat allergies. This has been reported by the Washington Post. According to Vanderbilt University Medical Center, the allergy can cause hives, breathing problems, a drop in blood pressure, or even anaphylactic shock after eating red meat or dairy. I guess the problem has to do with this certain alpha-gal. It's a sugar called alpha-gal. These ticks have this, but humans don't. The sugar is also found in red meat, pork, some dairy products, and it usually doesn't bother people when they digest it, but if that certain sugar gets into your bloodstream, and remember, a tick bite can inject this into the bloodstream, then you make these antibodies that'll activate the next time you eat red meat, having an allergic reaction. Now, many allergic reactions can be treated with antihistamines, etc. When you go into full-blown anaphylaxis, you better have an EpiPen to administer yourself some epinephrine. Now, many of us live on red meat. We love red meat. Steak for breakfast, steak for lunch, pot roast, top sirloin, prime rib, T-bone. Some days I just really crave a T-bone. All right, but can you imagine being allergic for life? This one gentleman out of Millsburg, Missouri, had said this allergy is so real weird it's turned my life upside down. A pot roast landed her in the hospital. She broke out into hives. You know, again, these ticks. We've talked about ticks. We've talked about how to look for them. You need to kind of search for ticks when your kids play outside, when you play outside, up in the, you play outside, you know, anywhere along the eastern seaboard. Ticks are more common, but ticks are everywhere. You know, ticks really are everywhere. We see a lot more of it back east, but they're throughout the United States. And when they land on you, they suck, and they can also inject. And when they inject, they can give you something that your blood system isn't ready for. You make antibodies, and then when you eat something or expose to something later on down the line, you go into anaphylaxis. Remember, when you see a tick, you need to gently pull it up from the abdomen, not the thorax. You don't want to break off the head or anything like that. You want to pull it up. Don't be lighting matches to the tick. Don't be trying to heat up a needle and touching the tick so it jumps, okay? Because if, let's say, you tap it and it doesn't work, they may just sink in deeper, all right? You grab the tick with the tweezers and just gently pick it up. All right, so it doesn't have too much time to inject any more of what it wants to. Ticks carry disease, some serious disease, including Lyme disease, and we don't want to see that. So how do you know if you're allergic to meat? Well, you may not until you have your first allergy. What I recommend is everybody has an EpiPen in their house. Have your doctor write you an EpiPen. They're pretty expensive. They were $50 a few years ago, now $350. With my insurance, I was like, $350? Are you kidding me? It's ridiculous what people, again, healthcare, don't get me started. You should have an EpiPen. You should know how to administer it, where you read the directions and you slam it into your thigh and you inject yourself into the thigh. It's actually very easy to do. It's very easy to stab yourself with a needle in your thigh. It's doable. This alpha gal, apparently they are, I think, working on a, they say there's a cancer drug that may actually be able to treat this, but I don't have that information. If I do, I'll let you know. But remember, ticks like the woodsy, humid areas. They like deer. Many of these ticks like to hang out with deer. They say these Lone Star ticks that make you allergic to meat have spread beyond the South, as far north as Wisconsin, and as far east as Maine. So I guess these white-tailed deer populations moved and expanded and followed with them. All right, don't go away. Can Lipitor cause diabetes? We'll see. We'll be right back.
Speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Quantitative easing, unemployment at depression levels, Europe financial system falling apart, China getting out of U.S. treasuries. At the end of 2008, the time of TARP, the national debt was at $11 trillion, gold trading around $850 per ounce. Close to 2012, the national debt exceeded $16.4 trillion, gold doubled to $1,600 per ounce. The $20 trillion threshold for the national debt is inevitable. Politicians in Washington have a ferocious appetite for spending and stimulus. What's worse, a printing pressed to finance. 100 years ago, we had a gold standard to limit this madness, but now you have to adopt your own gold standard. Don't be fooled with paper promises. Get Midas Resources 10 Reasons to Buy Gold free by calling 800-686-2237. Understanding the gold and silver market may be the only insurance you could have to avoiding the next economic crisis. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order your free copy. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
Hey folks, this is Larry Crisp for BabyBoomerBackupPlan.com. I'm sure you know, this economy sucks. We all realize that the American economy is tremendously unstable right now and will likely get much worse. There's monumental debt, government bailouts, stock and real estate bubbles that are primed to pop at any moment, which can flush away most or all of your retirement savings. This type of movement has enormous consequences. Virtually zero sectors of the economy are hiring and workforce participation is at record lows. Financial trouble is right here at our doorstep. But if you move right now and develop a backup plan immediately, this could be the most profitable time of your life. Proportionally, more millionaires were created during the Great Depression than at any time in our history. Get my free report at BabyBoomerBackupPlan.com or call 888-507-8789 for my free report. 888-507-8789 and prepare to profit as history repeats itself.
Springtime is save big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know spring is the time to stock up at HerbalHealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for spring specials, including our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia and Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the Anti-Parasite Intestinal Freedom and Warwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for spring at HerbalHealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to HerbalHealer.com and click on Spring Specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else, a meatless burger dry mix in four delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor and a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy Mexican, six vegetable, and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day, take them camping, or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
Guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to John, who was working the dials, and a big thanks to you all for tuning in so diligently. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. All right, so does Lipitor or your cholesterol medication cause you to have diabetes? We spent a lot of time talking about this last year when the allegation came forth that people were becoming more inclined to diabetes if they had been taking a cholesterol medicine. And I had told you why I think that was false. Yeah, I thought there were other, and we'll discuss that again today. However, I also said that we didn't have the science to figure out how this could happen. And I'll tell you what needs to be proven for this to be the case, and it could be very, very difficult to prove. To tell you what's going on in the news today, Pfizer is facing a surge of lawsuits. This is being reported by BidNessetC.com because Lipitor is now under regulatory scrutiny as the number of lawsuits has increased from 56 to over 1,000. All right. They say female drug takers are alleging that using Lipitor caused them to have type 2 diabetes. A federal judicial panel now decided to consolidate all cases related to Lipitor in Charleston, South Carolina courtroom in February this year. Pfizer opposed a decision citing that may lead to further copycat filings. But the first case is going to be presented in July 2015. Lipitor has been one of Pfizer's golden children. When Lipitor came out years ago, it just trumped Zocor and Mevacor and these other medications because it seemed to be easy to take. The marketing was just phenomenal. I don't understand. Merck is a good company and Zocor was a good brand, but Lipitor, I believe, was used more than Zocor, because some of you will say, well, where's Merck in all this? Where's the others? Well, I don't know if Merck or any of the other companies are dealing, AstraZeneca with Crestor, dealing with lawsuits. I'm sure they will come. And I'll tell you what I've noticed in my 15 years of family practice. But Lipitor was probably and is probably the number one used statin. So, of course, you're going to see more cases or alleged cases coming from people using Lipitor. Okay? And also, I mean, Pfizer is a big company. It's a real big target. All right? They say the FDA warned 2 years ago that Lipitor and other statins may cause memory loss and a greater risk of diabetes. The warning led to a change in the labeling, all right, so that, you know, consumers could be warned. But, you know, does it really cause diabetes? What are we looking at here? Well, first of all, we've talked about what diabetes is. And for those of you that need a quick recap, it's where your body doesn't metabolize your sugar correctly. The sugar stays in the bloodstream when it needs to be transported into the cells. Insulin, which is made by the pancreas, is supposed to transport it into the cells. If you're overweight, if you have other mitigating circumstances, you're going to have insulin resistance. Insulin resistance, well, cause less of that sugar to go into the cells, kind of like hallways into offices, you know, doors of the office. The insulin opens the door to get the sugar from the hallway into the room. If you have certain resistance, like overweight, fat, issues with your pancreas, other sorts of conditions that could prevent you from steroid use, using chronic steroids for certain health conditions, that could cause you to become diabetic. Now we have Lipitor, a cholesterol medication. And could the cholesterol medication be increasing your insulin resistance, decreasing its sensitivity so it doesn't work, or could Lipitor be hurting the pancreas? If Lipitor, any of these statin medications hurt the pancreas, well, there's your proof. If Lipitor bothers the pancreas, there's your proof. I mean, or a good start to proving that it could be causing diabetes, all right? But I'm seeing the flip side, all right? What I noticed early on, even before I put patients on medication for diabetes, and I think many of you could attest to this with family history, is many people who have diabetes or many families that have diabetes, they don't get diagnosed with diabetes first. They get diagnosed with high cholesterol first. And we've discussed this at length. So many people are diagnosed with high cholesterol years before they're diagnosed with diabetes because the cholesterol problems surface first, which is why if you don't think you're getting diabetes and you start to see high cholesterol, it could be coming. I can't tell you how many countless families, the young bucks growing up start to have high cholesterol, but all the middle-aged older folk have diabetes. And then once they get middle-aged, they have diabetes. So if you have high cholesterol and you're living a lifestyle or you have the diet or you have the genes where you're not going to get diabetes to your middle age, but we're going to start seeing cholesterol earlier and we check for cholesterol pretty early now, then are you going to get diabetes anyway? What they need to do is, you know, whether you take the statin or not, were you going to get diabetes anyway? Because you were already genetically inclined to have high cholesterol. So how would you study that? Well, you take thousands of people, those who refuse to take the cholesterol medication, those who took the cholesterol medication, and you look and you see how many on average develop diabetes anyway. And if the averages are pretty close, then that could prove, look, most people with cholesterol or a certain percentage of people with cholesterol develop diabetes. I don't want to say most, but a good percentage of people do. In my family, that's just that. Everybody shows high cholesterol first, and then eventually they become diabetic when they're 40, 50, 60. And that's just how it happens in my family. It happens in my husband's family the same way, whether you take the cholesterol medication or not. So are we going to let our high cholesterol patients build up the cholesterol plaque, clog their arteries, and die of heart attacks like they did in the 70s and 80s because we're afraid of a possible diabetes diagnosis that they could get anyway? That's why this is such a difficult topic. We are diagnosing diabetes earlier than we ever have. We've been diagnosing cholesterol earlier than we ever have. Now, what about my experience as a doctor? Well, I've already shared that with you. Many people with high cholesterol go on to develop diabetes anyway. However, there is one statin medication I have noticed that ups your triglycerides. Now, the triglycerides are the fats in your blood. So when you get your cholesterol panel, there's cholesterol, and then there's your triglycerides. And there's one cholesterol medicine that I see that starts to up those triglycerides. Now, for those of you that have listened to my show, you know that when I start to see high triglycerides, I worry that the diabetes mechanism is already into play. So, based on that, could there be an argument that these cholesterol medicines start to mess with the triglycerides, hence now you start to develop diabetes? This is going to be extremely difficult to prove. Very difficult. Now, remember, most lawsuits, you know, are won or lost without using the science. You could convince a jury good enough. You could show, you know, a phenomenal story or a path that appears logical. You know, lawyers could win this. But I want to know, because before I start putting all my patients who have high cholesterol on statins, I want to make sure I'm not going to turn them diabetic, which is going to do them in. Or before I stop using these cholesterol medications and fear that it's going to make you diabetic and I'll get sued, I don't want to be putting you at risk for a heart attack. If you ask anybody who has ever had a heart attack, and they will say, I am keeping my cholesterol as low as possible. I am scared to death of the cholesterol. So, you know, they're not thinking diabetes, even though you should. If you're a diabetic, you're going to be more inclined to the heart attack. This is something that needs to be figured out. In the medical community, this is very, very serious stuff. Very, very serious. Because we could have people do the wrong thing. Now, ideally, diet and exercise is the best. I can't stand the fact that we have you guys on medications for life. I hate the idea of putting you on a cholesterol medication for life. However, in my practice, anybody who has ever been on one of these statins has not died of a heart attack, ever, in my practice. Not that I've seen worldwide, but in my practice, if you are taking that medication regularly and keeping your cholesterol down, so I am a real believer. I don't want to stop writing these. I don't want people afraid to take these medications because of a theory that may be wrong. Okay, and I'm not saying this to defend them. Trust me, I don't want anybody on anything that later makes them diabetic. Trust me. All right, do I think it could be possible? Absolutely. If it mucks with the pancreas, if it starts to mess with increasing your triglycerides, absolutely. None of these medications are without risk. So, yes, I think it's possible, but most cholesterol people, or I don't want to say many cholesterol people, go on to develop diabetes anyway. So, definitely sit down, talk with your medical provider before you start stopping or starting. Trust me, we all would love to have the excuse of not taking a medication. We all would. All right? You know, I would love to not, you know, it would be so nice to not have to think or purchase a medication and then have to pay for blood work. But we're talking about, you know, hearts here. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DELLY.
Speak, speak, speak. I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com. Click the blue microphone in the top right corner and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Please follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. Remember, you could download the app on iPhone, Android for Dr. Dahlia Show, also GCN Live. Download the GCN Live app. You can listen to my show. You can listen to tons of other real good shows. Lots of different ways to listen to really good talk radio. So please check it out. All right, so we have a boy, James Barney Jr., 9-year-old boy who was able to fight off by wrestling a 9-foot 400-pound alligator using his bare hands. What a, oh my gosh, what a little angel, little boy. Oh my gosh. Apparently, he had jumped into Lake Tohopei Kaliga. Tohopei Kaliga. I'm trying to figure out where that is. I'm not sure what state that is. I can't think. It's been reported by ABC News. Why won't they tell us what state Lake Topahega Haga Lee? I mean, I'm thinking it's got to be in the south somewhere. It's not saying. I mean, it looks kind of flat Floridian-ish, if you ask me. Anyway, all right, so he had jumped into a lake to go swim, all right, and then he felt something brush against his leg. And he reached down to grab it, and he felt his jaw, he felt his teeth. He goes, I didn't know what to do, so I immediately reacted and hit it a couple times, and I had enough strength to pry its jaw open. He said he pulled out the powerful jaws open long enough to slide out and swim to shore. He surfaced screaming he had been bitten by an alligator. People on the shore called 911. They said it was a big, huge butt alligator about 5 feet away from him. I hope the alligator decided to go, you know what, I'm out of here. The boy was crawling up the shore, screaming and crying. There were gator bites all over his back, according to a witness. He's okay. He was airlifted to the hospital, where doctors found he suffered 3 superficial bites and about 30 teeth marks, as well as scratches from the gator's claws. There was a tooth found in one of the little boy's wounds. He now wants to make a necklace of that tooth so he can tell my friends. I would do that. That's really, really cool. Fish and wildlife officials have taken the tooth to help them find the alligator, but then hopefully he'll get the tooth back, and then he can make a necklace. The boy's father, James Barney Sr., said that a boy, said his son often swims in the lake, but he probably will not be swimming in the lake. When asked if he'll swim in the lake again, the father said that's a negative. I don't understand why this article, this is being from Mail Online, I don't know why it doesn't tell us where. I mean, my guess is somewhere near Florida, but I don't want to, I'd have to take a look and see where that lake is. It's, I don't know, Lake Topikagila. Alright, anyway, I know it sounds kind of Hawaiian, but it's not. Alright, so what to do in an alligator attack? Okay, have any of you guys ever been in an alligator attack? Okay, usually you flee. Okay, see, I'm afraid of being in swampy water, fresh water, etc. I get very, very nervous. There's lots of bug, a mosquito bites. I'm a lot more comfortable out in the Pacific where I think there's sharks. Probably because, you know, I saw Jaws and now I know. You get a, you know, an oxygen tank, you have a gun, you put the oxygen tank in the mouth and then you shoot it and you blow up the fish. So I feel like we know how to handle it. Okay, I feel like we know how to handle a shark. I don't know how to handle all the other creepy crawlies that happen near swamps and other sort of warmer waters. All right, so whenever I want to know how to do something, I go to WikiHow, okay? And WikiHow says that actually crocodiles, like, and alligators, they kill hundreds of people each year in Africa and Asia, South America, Australia. So southern United States usually doesn't seem to have as many cases, but it's where we hear of the most of our crocodilian attacks. All right. Oh, yeah. The difference between a crocodile and an alligator, I never know. I always thought an alligator was more pointy at the nose and a crocodile was more round. If I saw a crocodile versus an alligator, I would be able to tell the difference. I just forget how to describe it. But first, they say stay away from infested waters. All right. If you are new to an area, what you want to do is you want to ask local people, where are the alligators or the crocodiles? And hopefully it's a person that doesn't want to have some fun watching you get attacked. Okay. Usually I would ask authorities, okay? Do not go swimming outside the designated area. So if there is an area that has a sign that says danger crocodiles, flee, okay? And remember, crocodiles will a lot of times also be above the water. They may be hanging out, sunning themselves on the ground, okay? They say, remember to be vigilant. Even though, you know, you think you're fine, you're in a boat, okay? Just watch out, because, like, sometimes you'll be throwing some fish or some, what's the word for when you're chum, you know, because you're trying to get fish to come to your boat so you can fish, and meanwhile your hand is out, well, an alligator could come up and bite it, Right? Just like, didn't a shark do that? Somebody was throwing some chum a while ago while they were fishing for some big tuna, and some shark came up and then bit his hand off. Yeah, pretty, pretty scary stuff. They say alligators and crocodiles can hide themselves very well in water, all right? And they could just have their little eyes and their little nostrils poking up, watching you. Do not sit there dangling your arms and legs off the boat into the water like Huckleberry Finn, okay? Keep your distance from the water when you're walking on the shore. They say the crocodilians frequently, that's crocodiles or alligators, frequently attack fishermen and people gathering water on the shore, and also avoid thick vegetation because these animals like to hide out there. I think we found a wild hog once. My husband wanted to go up and pet it. I'm like, you idiot, no. Okay, once you've spotted them, give the crocodilians, they say, a wide berth. Now, they're not telling you to give birth, right, or placenta, even though they'd probably eat it. You want to give it some space, otherwise it'll attack. They say during mating season, give it about a good 15 feet. They do like privacy, and remember, they are very, very defensive. If you find a little baby crocodile nest, oh, so cute, little baby crocodiles. Okay, the mama's going to be nearby, and those mamas, they'll be messy with the crocodilian mama. They also are a lot faster than you think. Okay, don't think that you can outrun a crocodile. These crocodiles are faster than humans. So you want to make sure you have very, very ample running space. You also don't want to sneak up on a crocodile. So if you are in the water and all that, make noise, just like with bears. Okay, you want to know, remember, bears don't naturally want to go and eat humans. So whenever you're kind of, you know, in the wildlife or whatever, you kind of make noise, the human sounds, to kind of freak them out and scare them. Bells and music and things like that. I mean, you don't want it to be too loud. You want to know what's going on in your surroundings. But same thing, they say slap the water when you're on your boat, etc. Be very, very careful from riverbanks. Crocodiles and alligators like to kind of bask on the shore in those areas. You don't want to surprise them. Let them know you're coming. Say, hey, how's it going? What's up? You know, as you go away. All right. And then, okay, I mean, worst case scenario, I mean, you may have to run. Don't try and play dead. A lot of us think, when it comes to wild animals, play dead. And as we talked about with bears, sometimes playing dead won't work. Okay? Playing dead works for a lot of people, but not with crocodiles. Okay? These crocodiles are different. They're crocodiles. Now, they say the land speed, how fast can these crocodiles run? They say about 10 miles per hour. That's fast. Now, they will grow tired, but if they could run 10 miles an hour, that's a faster sprint than you can, so they could very, very easily. So, but if you have space and you're away from the water and you have a good, head start, you could possibly outrun them because they get tired. I have a cat that's so fat, you know, when we try to chase around the house playing, you know, she'll kind of get tired and like, so you're like Homer Simpson. I'm like, really? Really? All right. And then if you have to fight back, you fight back. Okay? You know, defensively, now remember, crocodilians, they like to stay underwater for much longer than humans do. So, you know, you want to get out of the water. Okay? Don't think that you could drown out a crocodile. Okay? They're going to be a lot better than you. Go for the eyes. Just like with a shark, you want to poke, go for the eyes. Nostrils or ears, those are very, very sensitive. The palatal valve, which is the flap of tissue behind the tongue. All right, that's a pretty soft spot. Don't try to look for a groin. And then, of course, call 911 when you can. 1-877-DR-ELLY. Don't go away.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
I didn't believe it.
Neither did I.
No way could you professionally remove unwanted hair, pain-free, and at home.
My thoughts exactly.
Remove my face and body hair without expensive, painful office visits?
Not possible. Great minds think alike.
Until I tried No-No Pro.
Mm-hmm. Wait, you tried No-No?
Yes, and it works. I use it on my face, legs, bikini line.
We're BFFs, and you didn't tell me about No-No?
Here, this is my new No-No Pro. The most powerful No-No made. Custom treatment levels, less hair and less time, perfect for any skin type. Try it.
No hair, no pain, no time. Consuming expensive office visits?
No, no, and no, no.
For a limited time, you can try No-No Pro risk-free. You'll also get the facial kit and a travel case. Get weeks of long-lasting results.
That's it. I'm getting a No-No.
Great minds do think alike.
Try No-No Pro risk-free by calling 800-952-5760. 800-952-5760. That's 800-952-5760. 800-952-5760.
Moms of America, stand up and stop taking abuse from your kids.
I pledge never to let my kid disrespect me ever again.
I pledge to stop letting my daughter walk all over me.
I pledge to stop living in fear of my son's anger.
I pledge never to feel like a bad parent ever again. Because I'm not.
I pledge to stop letting my child's behavior control my home.
I pledge to be a mom with kids who listen. A total transformation mom.
I'm Janet Lehman, co-creator of the Total Transformation Program. We created the Total Transformation to help parents with difficult child behavior. Now, I'm giving it away free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free.
Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795. Call now. Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795.
It's the heart of summer across America. Thoughts turn to childhood and long days of fun. Everybody would love to feel like a kid again. An HB extract can be a vital tool in your battle to stay vibrant and young, as it supports healthy blood pressure and circulation while balancing cholesterol. GCN and longtime sponsor HB extract want to help keep your heart healthy with the 30 bottles, 30 days summer giveaway. Enter to win by visiting GCNlive.com between now and August 29th and click on the contest banner in the top left corner of the page. HB Extract has helped tens of thousands of people worldwide feel good again. And they've done it with HB Extract's exclusive formula of wild-crafted and organic herbs. Here's to you enjoying many more long, warm, and fun-filled summers, free of pain and sickness. Visit GCNlive.com and enter to win in the 30-bottle, 30-day summer giveaway with HB Extract. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Sign up now at GCNlive.com.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
All right, guys. All right, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Please follow us on Twitter, Dr. Dahlia, and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. All right, Nevada is starting to kind of feel the heat of this condom law that has occurred in Los Angeles, where you have to, or California, where I guess porn stars need to now wear condoms. It was a law that passed, I believe, last November's ballot measure to have porn stars wear condoms to stop the spread of HIV. Okay, if you are an employee or a cast member, you want to be protected from getting something that somebody else could have. And since most pornographic films, not that I'm an expert on those and what is usually displayed in those, I haven't looked at porn in a very long time. I'm married for 17 years. There's really no reason, honestly, really. Most pornography films don't actually use condoms. Right? Most of the storylines don't really interweave the purchasing of a condom or the proper placement of a condom within its storyline. I understand many of these storylines include a variety of different subjects, going to buy an ice cream cone, walking into a grocery store, using a toothbrush to brush your teeth, and for some reason they're able to make some sort of a pornographic story out of that. Very gifted writers, I might add, if they're able to, you know, extrapolate some sort of big sexual orgy story from somebody actually putting toothpaste on a toothbrush and starting to brush their teeth as part of their daily regimen, but they're able to do that. Now, they say Healthcare Foundation reportedly files a formal complaint with Nevada's Occupational Safety and Health Administration, OSHA, against a San Francisco production company that made a porno film in Las Vegas just a couple months ago. I guess Nevada is not supposed to, according to Michael Weinstein, president of the AIDS Healthcare Foundation, says Nevada is, the new complaint in Nevada is based on the simple fact that they cannot hide from federal law there or anywhere in the U.S. Are workers in Nevada any less entitled to protection from harm than those in California? Now, the CEO of Kink.com, Kink.com is allegedly, according to this KDRAMasters.com, is responsible for making the film. The film is entitled Vegas Road Trip. Ah, that sounds like a jolly good film. Reportedly stated that the complaint was baseless, according to the news outlet. No, I do not have, unfortunately, any audio from the film. Current federal regulations make no mention of condoms and use standards that were developed in the 1990s for hospitals, not porn sets. So for those of you confused about OSHA standards, porn sets may be, porn sets may be immune temporarily from some OSHA standards. I don't know much about porn sets. I don't really know. I've seen some TV sets. I've seen some talk show sets, not a porn set. All right? We will continue to work with performers, doctors, and regulators to develop protocols that keep sets safe and still respects performers' rights. Is it a right for you to be able to perform with or without a condom? Do you have a costume choice? That's very interesting. Do you have costume choice? Is that a performer right? Okay, I don't think a condom is a costume. Okay, I think all porn stars should be wearing condoms. I think porn stars should find other forms of acting, okay? If you're gonna, you know, spend any time, as a viewer watching a movie, alright? Yeah, you need to be, like, entertained and maybe learn something. I understand many of us learn a lot of things from porn, but no, I, alright. We'll move on. All right. So, okay. So anyway, they're looking. Okay. So Nevada has to probably look into that situation. Let's move on. Fake tans. Okay. What is the science behind a fake tan? Apparently, we have a scientist. And Andy Bruning has explained the chemistry behind the fake tan. Right? And there is a, right, you put it on, and then all of a sudden your skin darkens. Sometimes it looks kind of orangey. Sometimes it makes you look jaundiced. But some of these self-tanners look pretty damn good. Well, apparently he's a chemistry teacher, and he says the Maillard reaction is what causes meat to brown when it's cooked. It's the same thing that happens in these tanning lotions. Now, these lotions contain dihydroxyacetone, or DHA. And you take a look at the compound structure. It's pretty cool. All right. And how it works is it's a very, very gradual. There's about 15% of it. This has been reported by Daily Mail. Ooh, sorry, I drank down the wrong tube, and now I'm hiccuping. Sorry. Sorry, I got the hiccups. Okay. Tanning lotions have about 15% of this. Okay? But most, I think, carry about, I don't know, maybe anywhere from 3 to 5%. The higher percentage, the darker the tan, which is why you can get the dark or the lighter. It reacts with amino acids or proteins in the dead skin cells. Then it produces chemicals called melanoidins. Not to be mixed with, like, these melanocytes. These are melanoidins. This is known as the Maillard reaction. It also has the same name of the reaction that causes meat to brown. These melanoidins can absorb certain wavelengths of light, and then this results in them appearing brown on the skin. Okay? They say studies have previously found the amount of UV-induced free radicals, oxygen molecules, said to have had a hand, like, which free radicals can cause cancer, diabetes, etc., can be produced 24 hours after the lotion is applied and is 180% higher than untreated skin. So can these self-tanners cause cancer? Well, they need to study. Because here's the thing. Even if the self-tanners don't cause cancer, if it's causing free radicals and it's messing with your dead skin barrier, it could cause you to be more sensitive to UV rays. Which means then you're going to have to doubly protect yourself. Other studies they say have found that DHA from tanning lotions is absorbed by living skin tissue almost as much as 11%, but we don't know what happens if this gets inside the body. So right now they think the risk is that these tanning lotions or these self-tanners could put you at risk for UV light having less protection. Okay? I love fake tans because ever since I had a dysplastic mole, I've been very, very scared to death of being out in the sun, even though sun really makes you feel good. It really does. But, you know, so I love the self-tanners, but trust me, I have to use like a whole bottle. All right, the World Health Organization is projecting, for those who join us, this is the Dr. Dahlia Show, the World Health Organization projecting Ebola vaccine will be ready for by 2015. Okay, I hope that means January 1, 2015. I'm really nervous. We really need to move faster on this. Anyway, they feel confident that we will have the vaccine ready. Clinical trials have been ongoing now. Apparently, they think that the death toll is now close to 1,000 and 1,700 confirmed and suspected cases. They are now working with GlaxoSmithKline. They are projected to launch clinical trials on an experimental Ebola treatment this year through a collaboration with the National Institute of Health Research Center. Good. All right, GlaxoSmithKline, a good company. I like them. You know, big company, and if the NIH is helping fund, you know, hopefully whenever the government's involved, things will get to move faster when it comes to the FDA. All right, what had happened with the other vaccine from Techmira is the FDA had put that on hold, then it let it move forward, all right, but now it's a race. Who basically gets done first? And then, of course, we have the ZMapp, which is the experimental drug of monoclonal antibodies that they're working with that as well. So we'll keep you guys posted as we get more information. Stay tuned. More Dr. Dahlia coming right up.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Do good people ever want to call an attorney just to find out if they're right or wrong? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what are you forced to think about first? Money. If you could call as often as you wanted and talk as long as you need without a bill, would you call? Worry less and live more with lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. That's 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.